All right, John here back at Free Comic Book Day, and I have the pleasure of talking to Jeffrey Edwards here at Clint's Comics. Jeffrey, how are you, sir?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's been fun watching you work on a Golden Age, little classic Hawkman over here. Looking very awesome.
Well, thank you very much. I seem to have a theme here. Every time I come to Clint's, I'm either doing Hawkman, Hawk Girl, or Hawkman, and then Hawkman, and then I think Hawkman. I did a Hawkman back there. And it's on the wall, and then I did another Hawkman. So I'm doing a lot of Hawkman.
Yeah, people like the Hawk. What are you going to do?
I'm okay with it.
There you go. All right, excellent. Well, hey, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about a book that you have coming out that's kickstarting right now. And that is Warlock 5 from Ragnarok you're working with. And tell us a little bit about, first, let's talk a little bit about the team that you've got working on this.
Well, the team is composed of basically the owner of the original company was Outland Entertainment. His name is Jeremy Moeller. He's a local guy. He got a hold of myself to do the pencils and inks for the book. He's working with Cullen Bunn, top tier level artist,
writer.
I mean, who doesn't know Cullen Bunn? And he's writing the book. I'm doing the pencils and inks. Andy Poole is our colorist, and if you've seen any of the work, if you checked out the Kickstarter, you know, looking at the colors, that he's just insanely good. He has kind of this idea that he wants to give every character a certain color tag. So no matter what you're looking at, what page, how big or how small the character is, if you see a certain color, you've already established that that's that person or that character. And it's stuff like that that just makes for everybody in the team coming together to make this what I think is a fantastic book. It's Cullen, and Jimmy Johnston is
right.
The co-writer as well. So those two are like the Batman and Robin double team in it, and I told them at a panel that we did at Planet Comic Con this last weekend, this is the only book I've done this where I don't read the entire script through, because for a number of reasons, one of which I can completely trust that these guys are fantastic and I don't have to worry about a thing. I know it's going to be good. And so every time I open the next 6 pages, 8 pages, I just get super giddy. It's like opening up a present, and my wife will tell you I'm on a high all day. And I'm like, dude, I can't wait to draw this. It's so good. And then I know Andy's going to make it look amazing with the color. So the team's fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. And And this was a property, I wasn't familiar with Warlock 5 before. I read the preview issue. I picked it up at Planet last week, and it looks, reads amazing, looks amazing. I'm really excited about, and so I, the next day went out and supported the Kickstarter.
Nice.
So, very excited for that. So tell maybe, what's kind of the concept of the story?
So the concept is we are redoing a book, like you said, that was put out by Aircell Comics back in the 80s and 90s. And it centers around 5 characters. They're guardians or warlocks of different realms or realities. These realities revolve around a central hub called the Grid. And they basically are tasked with protecting each one of their realities, thus protecting all of reality. But they can't stand each other. They hate each other. And it's like, imagine if you were reading a JLA book, but everybody hated each other, and Batman was constantly wearing a kryptonite ring or stuff like that, you know? And on top of that, if one of the guardians were to die, especially at the hands of another one, he would gain control over 2 realities. So there's always that temptation there, you know? So it's a lot. There's a lot going on. You have one warlock who's from a medieval era, so he's a knight clad in armor. You have our current timeline. She's a former military soldier, mohawk, gun-toting, necromancer, all around just beast. She's awesome. It's 5 characters, 5 different realms, 5 different worlds. And it'll grab you and take you, and I'm having so much fun because I get to draw like everything. There isn't a single movie or book or comic that I read that, you know, when I was younger, that isn't sort of being touched on with all these characters. So it's like It's so much fun.
And because it's you know, not a, you know, this isn't a book set in New York City or something where everything's sort of familiar.
Right.
Or you've got a chance to really go kind of crazy a little bit,
right,
with what you're drawing, with the, sort of this magical stuff and this grid. And
right.
And that for me was really, that was part of what made the visuals so cool, is that everything was just very dynamic and looked fantastic. Like you said, Andy did an awesome job.
Oh, man. When I first got cracking on it, Jeremy was, he was great in the way that he was, you can do basically whatever you want as far as the visuals, as far as the action. He said, you know, there's no kid gloves here. We want to be reverent with the book because we all like the book, but we want to do it right. And so, you know, if I've been given free rein to do an action scene, I mean, I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to have it as awesome as I possibly can. And that goes for the design of the characters as well, because anybody who's read the originals would recognize that there has been some changes to the look. We mm-hmm. wanted to basically take it from being completely engrossed in the 80s and the early 90s and make it timeless, so that it wasn't stuck in one period and it
right.
wasn't about, you know, what was happening in the United States in 1985. You know, it's about if she, for example, Xenia, the machine gun toting badass that I was talking about earlier, if she's supposed to be from our current timeline, updating her to having something as simple, it sounds small, but something as simple as full length arm sleeve tattoos. That's something that you see a lot nowadays that
right.
you wouldn't necessarily in the 80s. So stuff like that, you
yeah.
know, we're not going into it on eggshells. We're going into it with the intent that we all like the books, the original books. It's just, where could it go from here?
Yeah.
And you can't do that, you know, walking on eggshells. You kind of have to just go for it. And that's
right.
that's great, because they all kind of let me, it just feels like the first time ever, just do whatever I want. So it's great. It's great.
Yeah, I know. For me, it felt like definitely that preview shoot felt like we were jumping right into the deep end of the pool. Or yeah, we're not going to ease you into it. We're just
no water wings here, man. No, you either sink or swim. It's one of the two.
So I really dug it. I wanted to ask you. Now, were you familiar with that this property before this?
Or was I
this
something would like to say you? I was, but no,
yeah,
I
yeah.
wasn't.
Well, there's too much stuff out there to know everything.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, you know, but it's like, you think about some of the inspiration that the original creators had.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing that I watched and I read and I was into. And it's like, how did I not know about this book?
Right.
You know, I almost feel like I've missed out on a whole world, you know?
yeah.
And I have five whole worlds, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, no, I would like to say that I've read all the books, but when I got the contract and I was handed all the references, I was given a PDF of every single scanned in page, and I still haven't finished them all. So, but I'm working on them.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, and it's the same thing. Every page, every new book, I'm just like, oh, this is so good. I can't figure out how the artist didn't go batty. Because to do all those tonal drawings,
yeah.
oh, man, a lot of respect. It's just, oh, it's so good.
You, and I've seen you at shows here in Kansas City over the last couple few years, and but I don't know, you haven't done a ton of sort of interior pages in terms of a book like this,
right?
So what kind of challenges have you experienced sort of doing something like this, or is it right online with what we've done? Or
no, the last long-term interior work I did a book for Boom Studios called Extermination.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a book that sort of focused on two characters. So in the way that I couldn't just have the comfort of drawing a Spider-Man and Spider-Man only, you know,
right.
and then maybe who he's fighting and Mary Jane. I had two characters, which, again, not that bad. But this is a whole other challenge, because not only is it five characters, but usually they all have an associate of some kind.
Right.
You know, they have somebody that's with them. For example, Xenia, the one I keep bringing up, she has an entire army of zombies that she can bring up from the, you know, the dead. And It's like you draw her and her army of zombies, and then you draw the medieval knight and his army of knights, and then you draw and it's this never-ending cascade. And then you have to draw character worlds, so each world has to have its own look and its own vibe, and it's just... It's like, if you don't like designing things, this isn't the book for you.
Right.
You know, I love storytelling, but I don't get a lot of opportunities to do storytelling. I get a lot of opportunities to do design work.
Right.
I do a lot of VizDev for video games and all kinds of stuff. And so when I got to do that first, they liked the new looks of the characters that I had given, and then they're like, now go draw them a bunch. And I'm like, well, now I get to draw worlds and creatures and monsters in these worlds. And it's a challenge, but it's a fun challenge. And that's the thing. It's like there's I don't know if anybody else says it, but I have this like phrase, good stress.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
good stress.
You're right.
It's stressful. It keeps me up at night. But in a good way, because I can't go to sleep because I'm still thinking about some little lizard monster on the moon of, you know, of Jupiter or something.
Yeah, so. The kind of stress that pushes you to get
right,
better.
Right.
And to improve the
gray hairs in a good way.
Very good.
Gray hairs.
I've got a lot, good and bad. It's fine.
It's fine. Nobody can tell if they're good or bad. It's all good.
Yeah, plus this is audio. No one knows what my hair looks like. It's fine.
No, you're a handsome man.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Well, Jeffrey, big success. Wishing you guys with the Kickstarter. And we will definitely keep pushing it out there and hopefully help you guys get over the top. I'm sure you'll get there. But it's a great, great team, a proven lineup, and just continue to look forward to seeing those next set of pages.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm just excited to be able to do it, and I hope to continue to be able to do it for a long time.
Awesome. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.